This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Jeannie Yandel. As you do your last-minute shopping over the next few days, there's something you might want to know. When you step foot into those large retailers like Target or Nordstrom, the companies will be collecting much more data than just your face on the security camera. Here to tell us more is Max Strasser. He's a journalist and contributor to Al Jazeera America. Max, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So how are large retailers collecting data on me when I walk into a store?
Well, it probably starts before you walk into the store, actually. If you're using online shopping or especially an app on your phone, they're tracking what you're buying and even what you're looking at when. And then when you walk into a store, if you've got an app, it may alert, let's say, Target or Walmart that one of their favorite customers has just walked in, and it might tell them what you've been looking at so that when you get up to the cash register, it will give you special offers. In some stores, they'll even have technology that will follow the consumers around the store based on the signals that their phones are giving out trying to pick up Wi-Fi, and they'll use that to sort of figure out who looks at what and when, who stops at what, how long people spend in different areas. And then the time you're really giving a lot of information away is when you get to the checkout counter and you, let's say, have a value card, and that's attached to your name and your phone number and your zip code. And then they collect information about your purchases, when they're made, what you buy with what else, and they send those back to these massive data mines that use them to figure out correlations between who's buying what.
So what do the stores do with these correlations?
They're doing a lot of targeted advertising. That's definitely one of the biggest things. You'll see, you know, if you're buying a lot of golf accessories, then maybe you'll start getting special ads for, you know, golf pants. That's sort of the easiest example. Sometimes they're even figuring out things that you're not telling them quite as explicitly. So let's say people who buy certain types of chocolate are also more likely to be pregnant, for example. They'll use that to start offering you diapers, maybe. So that's the main use. And then they're also selling them to third parties. A lot of the time they anonymize them, take away your personal information, but sell packages of information to third-party data miners that then use it to sell to other companies as retail information.
I'm talking with Max Strasser. He's a journalist and contributor to Al Jazeera America, and he talked about how stores collect information on us when we shop online and when we're in the brick-and-mortar stores themselves, when we're walking around browsing, when we're at the checkout counter. And Target has been in the news lately for a pretty big security breach, but a couple of years ago, they made headlines for something else. It was for a pretty sophisticated use of customer tracking. What happened there?
Yeah, this is one of the more famous examples. Target's data miners had figured out that when people bought certain kinds of, I think it was hand wipes and vitamins and maybe larger handbags, that they were likely to be in their fourth or fifth month of pregnancy. And they were using that to then send targeted advertising to people based on their club cards or whatever. And Target sent to a young woman's house a bunch of advertisements for cribs and diapers and maternity clothes because they figured out, based on her purchases, that she was pregnant. The catch was that the woman was 17 and living with her family and had not yet told her parents that she was pregnant. So the father goes into Target and complains and says, you know, this is, what are you insinuating about my daughter? I'm very offended. This is inappropriate. You've made some kind of big mistake. Only to, a couple weeks later, have to recant and admit that he didn't know the full story.
Wow. Well, that's a pretty extreme example. Ultimately, is there reason for us to be concerned about this kind of data collection?
You know, nothing is illegal at this point, but there's privacy advocates definitely have a lot of concerns. One of the big ones is that it could be used for discriminatory purposes in terms of pricing, because stores know a lot more about you than you know about them, and they are saying, well, we can raise prices on people who are desperate at these times or in these communities where these products tend to be more necessary. And another one is security. As you mentioned, Target was recently in the news for a massive hack of its credit card numbers of consumers. And so a lot of people worry that if that information can be hacked, then probably personal information that Target is collecting for consumer profiling could also be vulnerable, and that could be dangerous.
Max Strasser, thank you so much for telling us about this.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Max Strasser is a reporter for Al Jazeera America. He's also a contributor there. He's based in the other Washington. This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Jeannie Yandel.